Hey, just left the store. I will be there shortly. Got something for you and the baby. So I will see you in a little bit. Yeah, put the beers in the freezer. And we'll have a good time.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on, I'm a little flat.
Really? Was it worth it? No, he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting, it can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Road to Stardom Radio.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to 16-year-old and 1-7-year success video. We're going to have a great show today. Appreciate you rocking with us. Let's get this show started. And we want to start off with some NBA, some sports news. So, there's a former NBA player who's now, I think he's playing in the G League, because he's trying to get back in the NBA because he wants to get medical benefits. And in the NBA, I guess they give medical benefits for life. And the reason why he wanted to do it is because he has an autistic son. And those, you know, those benefits will help, you know, with his autistic son.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
So yeah. And so, you know, he went to the NBA and he said, you know,
to start your show now, press 1 to hear
him. Give me a minute, y'all. Sorry for the background noise. So he went to the NBA and, you know, he pleaded with them saying he needed the medical coverage. And they said, okay, fine, we're going to review, and we'll get back to you. So in the midst of them reviewing if they're going to give him the medical benefits or not, they come across his wife's Instagram. And here she posted on her, she got posts on her Instagram of her with $1,200 Birkin bags. You know those are expensive. Her on a private jet, trip to Dubai. So they looking like you saying you need these medical benefits, but you being all lavish out there, you know, you spending all this money. You going on trips that most can't afford to go on. You buying bags that most can't afford to buy, but you asking us for this medical coverage. And I get it. He did play in the NBA. But, you know, sometimes people get hurt, you know, or their game ain't all that good that they push them back to the G League to let them go back to the G League so they can get better and then come back in the NBA. And that's what he's trying to do. But because of his wife's Instagram, I doubt if that's going to happen. His name is Tony Snell. A lot of y'all who are into basketball may know who he is. I don't know who he is, but, you know, this is the hot topic. This is one of the hot topics, you know, this is a hot topic as far as sports news. And I would be like, yeah, you know, I would give it to him because he had an autistic son and anybody, you know, they got to take care of this autistic son for the rest of his life, right? And I'll be like, if I worked for the NBA, I'll be like, yeah, we should give it to him. But then to see the wife's Instagram and all this lavish stuff she posting, it's like, do you really need it? You know, because it costs a lot. And you don't want that money draining your pocket. You don't want the medical bills to take care of your autistic child to drain your bank account. You understand what I'm saying? You don't want it to drain your bank account. What I would have did is I would have went in, because like on Facebook, and I know you can do this on Facebook, that if you want certain pictures that you post private, you can private your pictures. So if you can do that on Instagram, all the pictures showing a lavish lifestyle, I would have put those private. So the NBA wouldn't have been able to see it. They would have gave us the medical coverage, and once we would have got the coverage, I'd have put it on private my pictures and be like, you know what I'm saying? So because of his wife's Instagram, they may not be getting his medical coverage. Because it does, depending on your doctor, depending on the doctor and what the copay, because you got to think less, right? You think, like I know when I was going to the doctor with my mother, her copay was $25. So just think of every time you go into the doctor, right? That's $25 every time. So let's say you see your doctor twice in 1 month. So that's $50 every month you're spending. Because I know my mom was 25. You know, she would have to go twice in the month because, one, she had to get her blood drawn. And then the next time she would come, she would see the doctor and he would look at her readings from the blood, you know, to let her know if she's still in remission with her cancer and all that stuff. So, and every visit, she had to pay a copay of $25. And then on top of that, if the child needs medicine, you know medicine is not cheap. And you know when you go to get medicine, they give you the generic brand of what the doctor prescribed. But still, even the generic, most of the generic brands is not that cheap. Now just think, if the medicine is, let's say, $250, right? And let's say the medicine lasts, let's say, for 2 months. Now when that 2 months is up, you got to refill that medicine and pay another $250. So you got to calculate that by the year, right? And you got to calculate your copay to see the doctor. You got to calculate that, how much you're going to spend the cost of a year. But this is for the rest of his life. So even though your copay could be $25, could be $10, $5, you have to calculate that for the year, every time you go see your doctor within the year, you're spending $5 that you could be keeping in your pocket. If health insurance that they have covers the copay and all that. So, yeah. Let's see if anyone's joined us. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. They might still be deciding, but I hope he gets this so he can, you know, so he's not draining his bank account. Even though as a parent, that's what you're supposed to do. But, yeah, for the doctor, yeah, that's a lot. That is a lot. You know, when you think about it, that is a lot. You know, you think about it, $25. Because something could go wrong where you need to see the doctor for an emergency visit with the doctor. And because you're doing an emergency visit, you're not paying the normal copay. Because it's an emergency visit, because it could be you need to see the doctor when you know before you normally see the doctor. It's not your regularly scheduled time, so it's going to probably cost you more. So, yeah. I hope he gets the medical coverage for his family and that they don't have to come out their pockets like crazy to take care of their autistic son. But if they see autism as a disability, he should be getting the SSI check. The son should be getting an SSI check. The son should be getting an SSI check if they see autism. That's if they see autism as a disability, that he should be getting a check. The son should be getting a check. I would go to the Social Security Department, put his name in, let them know he has a disability, which is autism. And see if they can get a monthly check for him and use that money to cover his medical bills just in case the NBA doesn't. But then, you know what I'm saying? People who got money, even you know, you may be a billionaire, millionaire, whatever, you can afford to pay the doctor fee, whatever the doctor, whichever doctor you're going, you can afford to pay that. But still in all, there are people who can't afford to do that. They can't afford the copay. And this is why they get government assistance when it comes to medical issues, Medicaid, or for the seniors is Medicare, but for the regular people is Medicaid. And when you get Medicaid, you don't have to pay your medicine, depending on what it is. Your medicine may be at a discounted rate, or you don't have to pay for the medicine because Medicaid covers it, or it's one of those medicines that Medicare covers, so you don't have to pay it. And also cover your copay. For certain doctors, they may cover your copay. So, yeah. I hope he gets it. I hope, because of the pictures that the wife posted to Instagram, doesn't really deter them from giving them the medical benefits that they need. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to continue on. And, so last night, you know, was the Grammys. I watched the Grammys from the beginning to the end. I might have missed a performance, but it was an okay Grammys. I won't say it was the best. I can say it kept my attention. You know how you watch, you know, sometimes you watch the Grammys, like the Oscars too, and it doesn't keep your attention, so you switch from that show to another show back to that show. And congratulations to everybody who won. Miley Cyrus won her first Grammy. She won two last night for her song Flowers. Kenna Mike swept the Grammys last night in the rap category. Best Rap Performance, Best Rap Album, and Best Rap Song, I think it is. Let me look it up to tell you exactly anybody who won. I'll tell you and what they category we got. Taylor Swift won for Album of the Year, and I think Record of the Year as well. She got to. So, Taylor Swift. No, that's just, okay. Taylor Swift, that's the album, Taylor Swift. And Olivia Rodrigo, SZA. Victoria Monet won for New Artist. Coco Jones won. Artist, this is the New Artist category. It was Victoria Monet who won. Coco Jones, The War and Treaty, Noah Kahan, Fred Again, Gracie Abrams, Ice Spice, Jelly Roll. The Song of the Year. Billie Eilish won. Billie Eilish and her brother won. And in the category with her was Jon Batiste, Dua Lipa, Taylor Swift, Lana Del Rey, Olivia Rodrigo, Miley Cyrus, SZA. So for rap album, we got winner Killer Mike. He was in the category with Drake and 21 Savage, Metro Boomin, Travis Scott, and Nas. Okay. For Record of the Year, Miley Cyrus won for Flowers. In that category with her was Jon Batiste, Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Victoria Monet, Olivia Rodrigo, Boy Genius, and SZA. Rap song, I told you. Rap song, winner was Future. I think it was Killer Mike. I think it's Killer Mike's song called Scientists and Engineers is featuring Future, Andre 3000, and James Blake. And then you had Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice was nominated for Barbie World. Lil Uzi Vert, Just Wanna Rock was nominated. Drake and 21 Savage song, Rich Flex. Doja Cat, Attention. Then in the pop duo slash group performance with SZA and Phoebe Bridgers. She won for Ghost in the Machine. Lana Del Rey and Jon Batiste. Taylor Spice and Ice Spice had a song together. Lord. Miley Cyrus and Brandi Carlile for their song, Thousand Miles. Billie Eilish and Labyrinth. So Grammy Award for Best African Music Performance, which wasn't televised. Tyler won for Water. Also in that category was I'm a Piano, Davido, Burna Boy, Olamide, Araya Star, Musa Keys. Okay, music video. The Beatles won. That's the music video of the Beatles won. In that category with the Beatles, with Billie Eilish, Tyler Childers, Kendrick Lamar, Troye Sivan, Miley Cyrus. So Flowers, Miley Cyrus. She in that category with her was Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Doja Cat, Olivia Rodrigo. Global Music Performance. P-A-S-H-T, I don't know how to say her name. They won. whoever that is. Zakir. That's in the, Tasha Toa's name of the song. Zakir Hussain is the winner for Best Global Music Performance. Burna Boy was in that category. He should have won. Davido, Ibrahim, Falu. Between Burna Boy and Davido, they should have won. I don't know who these other artists are. Best Pop Vocal Album, Taylor won for that. She was going against Olivia Rodrigo, Ed Sheeran, Miley Cyrus, Kelly Clarkson. Global Music Album, Shakti, Davido, that's who won. Bocante, Burna Boy, Susanna Baca. Alternative Music Album, Boy Genius won that. Lana Del Rey, The Car. It's Arctic Monkeys, PJ Harvey, Gorillaz. Wow, the Gorillaz is back. But Boy Genius won that category. Metal Performance, which I don't think was the win. Metallica. Wow, Metallica still making music and they won a Grammy. I'm not mad at that. Wow, Slipknot. They still making music. Slipknot was in that category, Disturbed. I don't know who that is. Spirit Box, I don't know who that is. Ghost, I don't know who that is. Slipknot and Metallica are OGs in the metal category. Rock album, Paramore. Okay, Paramore. I didn't know they were still making music. Metallica was also in that category, but Paramore won. Who else? Queens of the Stone Age. Don't really know who that is. Greta Van Fleet. Don't know who that is. Foo Fighters. I know who that is. I love the Foo Fighters. They could have won. Dave Grohl and them could have won. Rock song. Phoebe Bridgers is the winner. David Grohl, that's Foo Fighters. Mick Jagger was up for a Grammy. Olivia Rodrigo was in that same category. Josh Homme was in, okay. For Best Pop Dance, we have Kevin Padum, he was the winner. Wait a minute. He swept. L says Grammy won for Best Pop Dance Recording. So Padum, I guess won 3 Grammys last night, whoever that is. Because he worked with Kylie Minogue, Guy Nasty, Peter Rycroft. Do not know who Padum is. Let's see here. Let's continue on. In that category with him was Johnny Goldstein, Rush, Anna Marie, Alex Gania, Rush. Anna Marie, Bebe Rexha was in that. So producer, non-classical, Jack Antonoff won. Hit Boy was nominated. Congratulations to Hit Boy. Whoever D-Mile is, I don't know who D-Mile is. But I think he worked on Victoria Monet's album, so... He got nominated for a Grammy. But Billy Eilish and Phineas, her brother, they won. So Phineas is, because he works with his sister, he gets a damn Grammy. Why not keep it in the fit? Hey, shoot. I'm the vocals, you the behind the scenes, and we both getting Grammys. So I'm sure he's got just as much, as many Grammys as she has, because if she wins in those categories and like for best song or whatever, he gets an award with her because he wrote the song with her. The next song, so this category is song written for visual media, and the Billie Eilish won that one for, because she was, her song was on Barbie World. Barbie World by Ice Spice and Nicki Minaj. Rihanna was nominated with Lift Me Up. I think that was, I'm trying to think. Lift Me Up, was that, I forgot what movie that was. I don't know if it was the Black Panther soundtrack. I can't remember what movie Rihanna's song was for. Best Reggae Album. Junior Marley wins. I think that's Bob Marley's grandson. In that category with him was Burning Spear. Beanie Man. Okay, Beanie Man. Buju Banton still. Kali Buds. Okay, they still making music. Best Alternative Jazz Album. Ah, my girl won, Michelle Indigo Cello. I can't. She won. That's my girl. That's my girl. R&B Performance. Best R&B Performance was won by my girl Coco Jones for her song I See You. In that category with her was Chris Brown, Summer Too Hot, Robert Glasper, Alex Isley, my girl, and Sir, for Back to Love, Victoria Monet, and SZA. Boy Genius won for Rock Performance. Country Album, Lainey Wilson won for Best Country Album. In that category with her is Kelsea Ballerini, okay. Brothers Osborne, Tyler Childers, and Zach Bryan. Victoria Monet won for Best R&B Album. In her category was Babyface. She beat out Babyface. She beat out Summer Walker. Emily King. That name sounds familiar, but not for no R&B. Coco Jones. Best Rap Performance, we got Killer Mike again. He beat out Kendrick Lamar. He beat out Black Thought. He beat out Coi Leray. And Drake and 21 Savage. Music film, so I guess music that's in the film, like who score, I guess musical score, you could say that way. David Bowie won for Mooney's Daydream. Kendrick Lamar was in that one, that category as well. Tupac Shakur, Dear Mama. Lil Richard. Wow. R&B song winner is SZA for Snooze. Hailey Bailey was nominated, Coco. Victoria. Robert Glass, Melodic Rap Performance. What? Melodic Rap Performance, All My Life, Lil Durk featuring J. Cole. Lil Durk won a damn Grammy. Lil Durk and J. Cole won a Grammy. I never heard of this category, Melodic Rap Performance. And SZA was nominated in that, as well as Doja Cat. Drake and 21 Savage, Burna Boy and 21 Savage, Dance Electric album. Fred Again was the winner. You have James Blake in that category, the Chemical Brothers, Skrillex, KX5, Contemporary Christian Music, Lecrae, and Tasha Cobb. All right. Congratulations to him. Who else was in the category? Maverick City was in there. Cody Carnes. Lauren Daigle, Jason Ingram, Jordan Sparks. Surround, I never heard of this category either. Surround Sound Album, Diary of Alicia Keys. So Alicia Keys won a Grammy last night. She was up against Michael Romanowski, Aaron Short. Here's another category I've never heard of. Recording Package. And the winner was Stunt Work, Dry Cleaning, Luke Brooks, James Thesis, Buck. I've never heard of a lot of these categories. I think maybe why they have a pre-Grammy celebration. All these damn categories can't fit in that 3-hour-long show. A musical theater album, let's see here. The Broadway show, Some Like It Hot, won. They were up against Shucked, Parade, and Sweeney Todd. Best Country Song was Chris Stapleton and Dan Wilson. White Horse, congratulations, Chris. In that category is Tyler Childers, Geno Seal, Zach Bryan, Casey Musgraves, Brandi Clark, Jesse Joe Dillon, Ashley Gorley, Charlie Hanson, and Jacob K. Best Latin Jazz Album, Sid Del Barrio, Volume 2, Miguel Zenon, and Luis Perdomo. They won. Congratulations. Elaine Elias, Quietude, My Heart Speaks, Ivan Lennis, Tbilisi Symphony Orchestra. That's who's in the category. Cometa, Luciana Souza, Trio Corriente, Vox Humana, Bobby Santamaria, Multi Voice Big Band, Jazz Instrumental Album, Billy Childs, The Winds of Change, Dreambox, Pat Metheny. I don't know who these jazz artists are. Oh, Adam Blackstone. I know who that is. And he didn't win for Legacy. The instrumental John. He's from Philly. So you see John, he's from Philly. JWN. That means the person is from Philly. Gospel album, Ty Tribbett. Congratulations to Ty Tribbett. That should have been televised. So, also at the Grammys, the Clark Sisters got the Lifetime Achievement Award, and that part wasn't even televised. The Grammys got to do better because a lot of these categories that should be televised were not televised. Like the rap category, the gospel category. Like, I get it. It's a lot of categories. I get it. And that's why you have a pre-Grammy show for those categories that don't get televised, and then you show the rest of them on the televised show. No. In that category with Ty was Jonathan McReynolds, Maverick City, Erica Campbell, Tasha Cobb Leonard, songwriter non-classical, Theron Thomas. He won. I guess the song is, his song that he got the Grammy for was Pretty Girls Walk, Told Ya, You and I. In that category with him was Shane McNally, Start Nowhere, Never Grow Up, Jesse Joe Dillon, Justin Tranter, Edgar Barrera, Compilation Soundtrack Provision. Yeah, there's a lot of categories. And there's a lot of I don't know. But congratulations to Carol G, because she did win. And so, SZA won for Urban Contemporary Album. She was going against Diddy's album, Janelle Monae's album, Black, Six Black, or Black, whatever he called himself, James Fauntleroy, Nova, Contemporary, wow, they got Larkin Poe is the winner for the Best Blues Album. I don't know, none of these days when it comes to blues. Best Folk Album was won by folk greats, icon, Joni Mitchell. At 85 years old, Joni Mitchell won a Grammy. I don't know if she's ever won a Grammy, but at 85 years old, you win a Grammy, and she performed on the Grammys. So congratulations to Joni Mitchell. Paul Simon was in her category. Rufus Wainwright was in her category. The Milk Carton Kids, Old Crow Medicine Show. I'm sure Paul Simon didn't mind losing to the legend, Joni Mitchell. So, Score, Soundtrack for Visual Media, Ludwig Göransson won for Oppenheimer. Okay, Black Panther Soundtrack. He also did the Black Panther soundtrack. Wow. But he won for Oppenheimer. He should have won for Black Panther. It's Black History Month. He should have won for Black Panther. Mark Ronson for Barbie was in that category for Barbie. The Fablemans, John Williams. He also did Indiana Jones. Traditional R&B album. Congratulations to PJ Morton for winning that. Congratulations. I don't know who Keon Dixon is. Okay, I know who Keon Dixon is. He just did R&B Money with Tank and Jay Valentine. So now I know who he is. He was nominated. SZA was nominated. Babyface. Earth, When the Fire Returns. Oh, it's the Sarah Monet song. Country Duo Sounds Good Performance. The only one I know is, wow, Vince Gill still making music. The only ones I know is Chris Stapleton, Jelly Roll, Vince Gill. Oh, Dirk Bentley. Okay, Dirk Bentley was one of the writers on the song. Okay, one of the artists on the song. Oh, they have a category for Song for Social Change. We have Refugee, which won. That's Kenan C. McEwen and Joe Eaton. Spoken Word album, Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama got a Grammy. And in her category was Bernie Sanders, Rick Rubin from Def Jam. That's how you would know who Rick Rubin is. Meryl Streep was in the category. William Shatner was also in the category. But Michelle won. Let's keep it going. There's a lot of categories. Classical instrument. I didn't even know people still made classical music. Yu Jia Wang, she won. That's nice to see a woman win an academy. Not to say that a lot of women don't do classical music, but, you know, most of the time with classical music, you hear a lot of men. Congratulations to her. And she's Asian American. She's Asian. I was Asian American, but she's Asian. And congratulations to her, for real. Congratulations to her. Yeah, that's okay. Best Latin pop album. Gabby Moreno, she won. Maluma was off category. Paula Arenas was in that category. Pablo Alborán, Pedro Capo. Okay, let's see here. That's it. I'm not going to read no more categories. Also, you know, Jay-Z, you know, Jay-Z won the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award, and he made a speech. And for those of you who watched the Grammys to the end, and you saw his speech, and he said that some of you are going to be mad that you didn't win, but some of you are going to feel that you were robbed. And then also in that same vein, he said some of y'all shouldn't have been in that category. And he said, he talked about Beyonce without Mitch saying her name, but we knew who he was talking about. And he's right. Some people say, well, because she got 32 Grammys and didn't get this one Grammy in this category, you know why? She's not complaining. But it doesn't make sense that if the artist, if we're basing our vote on who had the best-selling album, right, even though Taylor Swift did have a good album out at the same time as Beyonce did, if we go by numbers, maybe Taylor's numbers, was better than Beyonce's. But we also have to understand that the people who are voting in these categories at the Grammys is people who don't really listen to the type of music they are voting for. So, Joni Mitchell's 85 years old, and she just won a Grammy. Now, there are people who are members of the Academy that vote that could be in Joni Mitchell's age range and know who Joni Mitchell is, and they've heard her music before. And they probably looked at all the other people a part of that category and said, I don't know who none of these are. They know who Paul Simon is, of course. But they probably say, I don't know who these other people are. I know Joni Mitchell. She's an artist that I listened to growing up or whatever. So they chose Joni Mitchell over Paul Simon. Which I'm not, in that category, in the folk music category, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that, that the icon Joni Mitchell got a Grammy at 85 years old. I am not mad at that. But in some of these other categories, in some of these other categories and you look like who's nominated in these categories. Like, I've seen TikTok videos where people were, like, saying who is Killer Mike. These young kids don't know who Killer Mike is. And if they've heard of him, they heard of him more for his activism than him being a rapper. So, you know, they hearing this, right? So they're hearing his name sweeping the rap category. All three rap categories he swept. And they're mad. They feel like he shouldn't have won. Drake or somebody else should have won. You know? They feel like that. Killer Mike deserves those Grammys he won last night. Just because you're at an age that you don't know who Killer Mike is, you need to go look him up and learn about Killer Mike. Killer Mike been doing this for a long time. The first time he won a Grammy is when he was on a song with Outkast, and that song won a Grammy. And they said that was 20 years ago. Killer Mike is either older than me, a few years older than me, or around the same age as me. And for a person to be, just like I said, Joni Mitchell's 85, Killer Mike is like 50 years old. So, and he said, you can't tell me when he gave his speech, he said, you can't tell me there's a God. Because for him to sweep the category, the rap categories at the Grammys, he got best rap performance, best rap album. And when you are a person who's voting for who gets a Grammy, and you look, because I know me, I will be looking at the list and be like, I don't know none of these names. I don't listen to none of this music. That means I got to go into my Spotify. When they give me the categories for me to vote, I'm going to have to go into my Spotify and look up these artists and listen to the song just to see who's deserving of that Grammy. People pick who they know. I think a lot of these members pick who they know. They probably, like I said, they probably do go look these artists up and listen to it. It'd be like, I don't like none of this, but if I had to choose, I'm going to choose the one I can tolerate. Yep. So, yeah. So getting back to, like I said, getting back to Jay-Z, when he said when he was nominated category and DMX, and the same time DMX put out two albums that went number one. Two albums that went number one. And he wasn't nominated. Jay-Z said he boycotted. He didn't show up. He didn't show up. He said he watched it on TV. He talked about when Will Smith, well, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, which is DJ Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith, when they first added, the first time they added category, they won. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince won. But it was never televised. And so they boycotted and they went to a hotel and watched it on TV. I watched earlier Roland Martin talk about Jay-Z's speech and what he said. He said, Roland said this. He said, Jay-Z and Beyonce should have never showed up to the Grammys. said, if you're mad that the Grammys is not televising the rap category, he said, if you want to take a stand, you shouldn't have showed up. And Dr. Dre should have said, also Roland said, he shouldn't have accepted that award. He shouldn't have accepted that award. All right. And that Dr. Dre was there, who the award is named after. He was there. He should have said that until they televise the rap category, they're not, you know, take a stand, not show up, and tell them why you're not coming, because, and then make them televise the rap category. And you know what the Grammy's excuse is going to be? We have too many categories to be televising all of them. Yeah, you have us perform on the live show, but you're giving us our awards during the pre-show. That's why when you hear on the Grammys, when they announce somebody who's about to perform and they say they already won a Grammy, because the pre-show is where they got their awards. If I get told, I'm nominated and I'm going to be in a category, I'm going to ask the question, if I win, is it being televised? If they tell me no, if you win the pre-show, you would get your Grammy. Then I'm like, well, if I'm not coming, and if I'm not coming, and if I win, send me in the mail. Don't send it to me at all. You can keep the Grammy, because why is my category not televised? And don't give me that crap about too many categories to be on the, because before they used to do like the best gospel album, that used to be televised. The jazz, when they messed best jazz album, that used to be televised. They X-ing these categories out and only putting in certain categories. Like the people, like all those categories I named, none of them people were named as winners during the live show. Yes, those people are not complaining. See, I'm not one to like being on camera, but for this, and you know what's crazy? Somebody said this. They said Beyonce and Jay-Z show up to the Grammys when it comes to the BET Awards, the Soul Train Awards, like the Black Awards, put it that way. They're not there. At the award show they should be at, is the award shows that's for us, by us. You know what I'm saying? Those are the award shows they really should be at. But I don't know, it was okay to me. Wasn't nothing exciting. Because you know, when you're watching a award show and it's exciting, you go on social media and you talk about it while it's going on. You be like, oh, did you see such and such perform? There was none of that going. I don't know. I didn't check social media to see if anybody was talking about the Grammys. I just went to the Grammys. Yeah. I just was watching the Grammys. So, yeah. That's enough about the damn Grammys. I don't talk about that no more. So I guess we're going to talk about some beef. We're going to talk about some rap beef. So I guess Lotto has beef with Coi Leray, Ice Spice, and some other female rappers in the game because she dropped the album cover for her single that she's releasing on Friday, either single cover or album cover. And they say that Ice Spice is on the cover, Coi Leray, Nicki Minaj, they said Lil' Kim, Missy Elliott, but I was like, why would she have beef with two icons in the game that if it wasn't for them, like, what if for them paving the way that she wouldn't be able to do what she's doing? So I think, I think she has beef. I don't think she has beef with Missy and Lil' Kim, but I think she just put those pictures because she knew that it would draw attention. Let me see if I could find it. So they said she did drop it on social media. Let me see if I could find it. Let's see here. Let me look her up on Instagram. Okay, let's see. Because everybody's face is blacked out. This is a clip from the song she's dropping. And I see Coi Leray. I see Mate. Okay. See Ice Spice. Coi Leray. Megan Thee Stallion. Missy Elliott. Sexy Red is in there. See. Oh, this is a video clip, but I can't. I think Left Eye is in there. I don't know. I'm going to play the video. Let me just. I don't think y'all be able to hear it. So, but in this picture, I see Suzanne No. So I can tell you, like I said, Megan, Nicki, Ice Spice, Coi Leray, Lil' Kim. I don't know who a lot of these other people are, so yeah. And I think her and Ice Spice. It's I-C-E-S-T-I-C-E. But everybody be saying Ice Spice, but it's really Ice Spice. But, I think they were going back and forth, and Lotto pulled up to the Bronx where Ice Spice lives, 20 black suburbans going down the block because she was shooting the scene for her video. That right there, that's a bold move right there. And the reason why I say that's a bold move right there, if they do got beef, a little beef going on, that's a bold move right there. Because you know how when people get into arguments, they always say pull up, like to where they at. They always say pull up. Well, she pulled up. Can't say she didn't pull up. And some people online were saying why she got 20 cars, da 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 da. I'm not pulling up to the, I'm not even from the Bronx. Why would I pull up to the Bronx? If I'm not from the Bronx, why would I pull up to the Bronx by myself? What kind of idiotic shit is that if I got beef with somebody in the Bronx? I'm not pulling up by myself. She ain't pulling up by herself. Yeah. And I think the beef she had with Coral Ray was about somebody she was dating. The beef she had with Coral Ray, I think, was about somebody she was dating. Like, if you knew me and this person was dating, why would you mess with them after me? If we supposed to be cool as rapturous in the industry, if we supposed to be cool, why would you want to mess with somebody I don't mess with? Like, I don't shit. I don't mess with community. I'm one of them people, I don't mess with community dick. Meaning that if I'm not the only girl he's talking to and this other girl, and he's sleeping with, if we supposed to be cool, then you shouldn't do that. But sometimes you could be cool with somebody and you could like a dude, but he's not your boyfriend. You just like him. But you got to understand, like, there could be a dude you like, and you could tell a friend or somebody that you like them, because you told this person you like this dude, that he's supposed to be off limits because you like him. Because you like him, and we cool, he's supposed to be off limits. But I mean, as your friend, she may not set those boundaries, but he is going to set those boundaries. Because 9 out of 10, he don't know you like him. 9 out of 10, he don't know that you like him, and he may see your friend and may like your friend. But your friend is like, nah, I can't kick it with you because of, like, your friend is probably turning him down, saying, nah, I can't kick it with you, whatever, whatever. And he's trying to figure out why. And who's to say, y'all not liking the same, like, y'all telling each other about a dude y'all like, but y'all not mentioning any names, and y'all can be liking the same dude and not know it. I think I saw either in a TV show that happened where the friend was telling the friend about a guy. They both were telling each other about a guy that they liked, but they didn't mention any names. And when the girl saw her friend with the guy she liked, she was mad and didn't want to see that friend no more. And started saying stuff about her that's not true, all because she's talking to the dude. Yeah, you told her you like a guy, but you never mentioned any names. So if I tell you I like somebody, I don't tell you their name. You don't know. Just because I tell you I like somebody, I don't give you a name. You don't know who it is. It could be anybody. Because neither one of you mentioned any names, it could be anybody. But if the dude approaches her, you can't be mad. You can't be mad, you know, like, my friend likes you, da da da, she really likes you. I understand you hollering at me, But I can't do that. I'm not going to mess up my friendship. I'm going to say this. If you and a friend like the same person and y'all have this agreement to where neither one of you are talking, if he approaches your friend and is hollering at your friend, let her have him. I get it. We fall for people that is not meant for us. We think, you know, because most of the time we see pretty face, nice body, and all that stuff that we see all of that we, that's what we fall for. Nothing else, just that is what we fall for. Yep. It's crazy. That's what we fall for. And I'm, if my friend, me and my friend like the same dude, if he likes, if it turns out he likes her, she can have him. I'm not gonna stop my friend from being happy in love because we like the same person. He made his choice of who he wanted to be with. It wasn't me. This is the thing. I hope that he's not one of those guys that if it don't work out with the friend, they want to talk to you because it didn't work out with the friend because you know you like him. No. Once you start messing with my friend, there ain't going to be no interaction between us. So once you start messing with my friend, there's not going to be any type of interaction between us. None of that, because there are people who do mess with people behind their friends' back. Here you are telling your friend how you feel about this person. Right? Here you telling your friend how you feel about this person and all that. You saying how good this person is, and because of all the stuff you saying, they wind up behind your back talking to that person, knowing how much you like that person. It's crazy. It's crazy. So yeah. So Lotto, I don't know if it's a diss track or not, but you can go look it up on her Instagram. It's Lotto777. That's her Instagram. You can see it on her Instagram, and you can make a decision if she got beef with these people. Yep, you can make your own decision. But I talked about Hollywood Unlocked. Yeah, and I'm going to share this with y'all. It says Benzino shares a list of stars who are speaking out with him against Eminem reportedly being racist. They're trying to say Eminem is being racist. So, it says here, Benzino Legendary _ Looks Life, our stars are finally speaking out against racist Eminem. # Black History Month. It says, Camera Kings _Nate, I'm just here to read the excuses people make to justify racism. Is this real? I'm off and for life. This hurt, sad day. It ain't so 50 Cent. What's really good? Mark World War II, investigate his background. So they're trying to say that Eminem is racist. Oh, no, he didn't. DC Young Fives, man. It says, Nick Carter Green, you heard what the MF said about his mama, and you thought he cared about us? Somebody said, never liked his music anyway. Lil Wayne is the GOAT. Backfired and made him even bigger. White people. Okay, let's see here. It says, if this is true, I'm extremely hurt. I love me some him. Lord, no. Comedian saying, and yet people still give him props. Sad. Says, @_TYMM, me neither. Since day one, he get mad and say the most about black folks. Let's see. Okay. They don't even know if it's true. All these people commenting on the Benzino post don't even know if it's true. Okay. Okay, let's see here. Oh, Meryl Streep talked to Beyonce last night at the Grammys. Let's see what else Hollywood Unlocked got. Okay. Says Victoria Monet pins a sweet message to her idol Beyonce. The legacy that has absolutely been my artist development. Okay. She said, dear Beyonce, my queen, my idol, my inspiration. I was extremely nervous to come say hello to you. I swear I'm usually not even the type to have the courage. But as soon as we spoke, I felt a calm over me. It felt like home. And I know that sounds crazy, but I felt it. And that had to be God and some guardian angels too. God knows how much I love you, how you musically raised me and trained me to be a better performer by watching and experiencing you, and how many solo concerts I've had in my room, dreaming and singing into a hairbrush or remote. When your albums and visuals drop, you're my Diana, my Tina, my Aretha, my bae. Your legacy has absolutely been my artist development. The best blueprint any performer could ever ask for, but never ever to be compared. The only one, B. The way you have racially balanced motherhood and world domination is to be studied. The vulnerable display of this balance in your films and in real time have helped me crawl out postpartum, and in a lot of ways saved my mom's life. You're the best. I know I am your being self-proclaimed biggest fan, but there's a lot of bees in this hive, and the honey is endless. Thank you for your beauty and grace and legacy that continues opening doors for so many of us Black girls, and for taking the time to speak to me on the biggest day of my career. You've always been here all along. I love you forever, always. Now, here we go. Kanye West speaks, I have not been allowed to perform in a year. Feels like the Elvis Presley movie. No one's stopping you from performing. You're stopping yourself because of your antics. People wouldn't mind booking you, but because of your antics, no one wants to book you. That's your fault that you ain't perform. Because of your antics, you got other artists that rock with you, that used to rock with you, are not rocking with you anymore. Yep. All because of your damn antics. All because of your antics. There's a video of him talking. I don't want to hear it. Let's see here. Let's see. Travis Kelce says, absolutely ridiculous after New York Times gives him credit for popularizing the free haircut. Oh, it's a video. So, okay. Oh, no, it says, So this is from Hollywood Unlocked, and it's an update. It says, medical examiner confirms death of baby decapitated in Atlanta hospital has been ruled a homicide. Lord have mercy, it says, Georgia couple suing doctor for allegedly decapitating baby during delivery files another lawsuit. He's accepting doctor of posting images of the dead infant online. Southern Regional Medical Center denies allegations in a lawsuit filed by a Georgia couple claiming their newborn was decapitated during delivery, says the doctor is not an employee of the hospital. Let's see. We get more. Let me see. Let's go back. Okay. It says here, as we previously reported, the shocking incident happening back in July when a lawsuit was filed against the doctor and the hospital alleging that excessive force was used and surgical intervention was delayed, resulting in this unimaginable tragedy. The parents of the baby, Jessica Ross, 20, and Trayvon Isaiah Taylor, Sr., went into labor with their son, Trayvon Isaiah Jr., on July 9th at Southern Regional Medical Center, Clayton County, after about 10 hours into Ross' labor, their lawsuit stated that baby became stuck and was eventually decapitated. The lawsuit claims doctors pulled on the baby's head and neck so hard and manipulated them so hard that the bone in the baby's skull, head, and neck were broken. As the situation went public, the hospital Southern Region Medical Center denied the allegations, citing privacy laws that prevent them from discussing specific patient treatment. However, the lawsuit also finds that the hospital staff plans to cover up the incident, adding another layer of concern to this already devastating case. Parents were seeking unexpected punitive damages in their pursuit of justice for their baby's untimely and horrific death. Southern Regional Medical Center denies allegations in the lawsuit filed by Georgia couple claiming their newborn was decapitated during delivery, says the doctor is not an employee of the hospital. How's she performing a procedure if she's not a doctor at the hospital? Like I get it is, you know, if your doctor, if you go to the, you don't go to the hospital that your doctor's at to have your delivery, you wind up at the closest hospital. But it's not an employee of the hospital. That doctor should not be performing any type of surgery on anybody. Yep. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, my Lord. I don't even want to share this story. So, yeah. Wow. I remember hearing about that story, but I didn't know the gist of it. But that's crazy. For real, that's crazy. So somebody on social media said, normalize lying to people who ask you too many questions about your personal life. And Hollywood Unlocked asked the question, should we normalize this? Okay. I hear where the person's coming from, because some people are just nosy and want to be in your business. So you say things like to get the, you say anything, like you lie to get the people off your back. Thing when you know it's not the truth. So yeah, when you know it's not the truth. In some cases, yes, I would say yes. In some cases, I would say yes. That's what I would do. In some cases, I would say yes. So, yeah. I would say yeah. Well, you know, there's always that one person saying, well, when you want to have a baby? Yeah. Asking you all those questions, when you want to have a baby? How you need, you know, when you getting married? You know, I would say when hell freezes over, that's when I'm getting married and having a baby. That's what I would say. Yes. So the show is winding down. The show is winding down. Sorry about that noise, y'all. Basically almost to the end. Yep. Let's see. So Beyonce's dad is speaking out. He says, oops, Beyonce father blames record label for lack of album of the year win at Grammys. So he's blaming the record labels. I don't know how they determine who gets nominated. I don't know. I know, like, for the NAACP, the fans are the ones who vote who wins the award. And I like it that way. I like it that I have a vote in who wins the award. I think the Grammys, not only should they have their people who vote, but they should also let the fans vote. They should also let the fans vote. Right? They should let fans vote. Because, the reason why I say that is because then those artists who are nominated will finally get their award. Like, when I'm looking at the categories, I'm like, okay, whose album am I listening to on repeat? That's how I look at it. Whose music am I going to when I want to listen to music? And if whoever's in the category with Beyonce, if it's an artist I never heard of or I don't listen to their music, I probably would choose Beyonce over them. That's why I said earlier about, like going to Spotify, listening to these artists' music, and see which one that I can tolerate more because these are artists I don't listen to. So I need to see who I can tolerate more, and I know I can tolerate Beyonce. I can tolerate Coco Jones. I can tolerate SZA. I can tolerate Janelle Monáe, Victoria Monáe. I can tolerate those artists. Right? I can tolerate those artists. But there are some, like, see, rap category, even though I do like hip-hop, even though I do like it, that's going to be a hard category for me to judge. To vote for, to vote to see who gets the award, because there's going to be artists on that list that I don't even listen to. Like, I know who Drake and 21 Savage is, but I don't listen to them. I know who Killer Mike is. If out of everybody who was in that category, the only person I wouldn't listen to was Killer Mike. I don't listen to Travis Scott. So Killer Mike would have got my vote off the rip because it's always happening that way. There's always artists on the list you don't know. It's like, I don't listen to this. And then just think about it. People voting who don't even listen to rap. So what are they basing their decision on? That's another thing to think about. What are these people basing their decision on, being that they don't listen to rap? Let's get back to this. Let's see here. Because Matthew Knowles does not play about his famous kids. Mr. Knowles recently shared his thoughts on his daughter Beyonce's lack of album of the year wins at the Grammy Awards. While speaking with TMZ, he said that he believes Beyonce's record label, Columbia Records, is partly to blame for her not winning the coveted award. While getting info on this topic, he also suggested that the label may have favored Adele, who's also signed to Columbia Records. That is true. he is right about favoritism when it comes to labels. That part he's right about. When it comes to labels, he is right about favoritism. Because if you remember Olivia, who was signed to G-Unit, before she was signed to G-Unit, signed to the same record label as Alicia Keys. Right? I think Alicia was signed before her. I think. I'm not sure. But the label paid more attention to Alicia than they did Olivia. And Olivia dropped a song. Yeah, people liked the song. She had a buzz, and then that buzz died down because the label was so focused on Alicia that if you mention Olivia, you're going to have people saying, who? There are people who know who she is, and there are people who are going to be like, Olivia who? As a new artist coming into this business, being signed to a label that has major talent like Beyonce, Alicia Keys, and if we're signed, if me and Alicia are signed to the same label at the same time, Alicia Keys is a, you could say, I wouldn't say a child prodigy, but you can say, she writes, she plays the piano, she sings, so she does all of that. So who they gotta put more focus on? They're going to put more focus on Alicia. And then you also have to think of the, also who is assigned, what A&R is assigned to the artist. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if I'm the A&R, I'm like, okay, this song is okay. We could use this as a single and make a video, put out a video. We could do that. You know, I'd be like, we could do that. I'm like, we could do that. Remember, I shared the story with Fantasia, how she had a song on her album. This is years ago. And she did a little concert, and the people loved that song. And she went to her team and said, they asked them if they could make this song a single, and they said no. And that album that song was on, I can't remember the name of the song, the album that song was on didn't even do too well. I think labels need to start listening to their artists when it comes to picking what song should be singled. Because you know what usually happens is the songs that are never singled are the ones that are people's favorite songs off the album. That's the crazy thing, is that their favorite song are cuts that were never singled. I was just watching I think it was Case when he was on R&B Money, and I don't know if it was Case or somebody, and they said they were talking about a song that's on the album that was one of their biggest songs but was never released as a single. Like, if an artist tell you, I think this should be a single. It don't have to be the lead-up single, but it still should be considered a single off the album. But it wasn't. But that's the song people love the most. It's always those hidden gems on the album that people love more than what the artist put out as their singles. Yep. Crazy. That's why I say if you go the independent route, you ain't got to worry about somebody telling you no, or if you should put that out as a single. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about that. Yeah, you should have people there to listen, that give you feedback on your song that you're going to put on your album. But when you're in, when you're independently, and you do that by yourself, you know, you independently, you don't even have to really drop an album. You can keep dropping singles. You can keep dropping singles. And somebody did that too. They didn't put an album together. They didn't put out an album. They just kept dropping songs as singles. And basically, you can say, well, they put out so many that that could be an album. See, the new artist, put out a single, test the waters to see if people like it. Like, work on the album, like, work on songs that you will put on the album, but always put one out to test the waters to see if people like it. And if you're getting that good feedback, right, you're getting good feedback, then you say, okay, this is going to go on the album. And the other song that you are thinking of putting on the album, just put a little snippet out, have people listen to it and give their opinions. And somebody hear it and say, oh, I need the full version. If people are hitting you up and saying, oh, I need the full version of this, then you know these are the songs you should put on your album. Because you don't want to put out an album and only three songs is good out of the whole album. You don't want that. You want to make a classic album that people can play from beginning to end, that you have songs on there that are repeatable, that people can listen to over and over and over and over. Yep, that's what you want. You understand what I'm saying? That's what you want. I did not know, reading that new article from Hollywood and Luck about Matthew Knowles, I did not know Adele was on the same label as Beyonce. That's crazy when you go... when you and your label mate that you cool with is nominated for in the same category and it's like, who are they gonna show when you think about it? Yep, who is the record labels, not record labels, the people at the awards, like at the Grammys, not the Grammys, but like other awards, like who are they going to show favoritism to? I'm sure if I, some people might say, well, Taylor had the better album. When Beyonce went up against Adele, they might say Adele had the better album. Yep. I'm just saying. They may say that. That's what I want to talk about before we officially out of here. Lord. Mm. sorry for the silence there. I'm feeling like I can't breathe right now. It's annoying me. So, yeah. Call it a night. I appreciate you rocking with your girl. Well, six and more, and we'll just start a radio success. We'll be back again next Tuesday with another great show. And if you always want to join in, you can call 845-277-9356. That's 845-277-9356 or 424-243-9617. Press the 1 to go live. That lets us know that you want to participate in the show and give your opinion on the topics that we are discuss. And I'll be back at 11 p.m. with another show called The Indie Experience. It'll be another by the best in indie music. That's right. And on 6 Hours Radio, we got the Children's Bible Study at 4 o'clock. And then at 7 is Bible Study. And this is all with Missionary Ken. So if you tune in, if you want to hear the word given by Missionary Ken. Oh, boy. Now join in so you know what that means. And I'm sure a lot of us go through that. When we yawn, one good yawn starts a yawn fest that we keep yawning and can't stop yawning. I guess it's my body telling me you're tired. go to sleep. Go to bed. But I can't. I got another show to do. Let me check again. Okay, so I see someone from the 216 area code keep calling in and then staying for a while, then hanging up. They're not pressing the 1 to join the live. This show is almost over, so I am not opening any mics. So, yeah, sorry, but if you didn't press the 1 to let me know you wanted to go live, I'm not opening any mics. You can sit and listen. So, see you at 11 p.m. If you have any topic suggestions that we could talk about and you would like for us to talk about on 6 and Roll, you can go to the 6 and Roll Facebook page on Facebook and shoot us a message and say, here's a topic you should talk about. Then what we normally do is talk about what's going on in the news or, you know, through social media. Oh, and I didn't mention, but I'm going to mention it now. For those of you who watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, a new season is coming, but Candy Burris will not be on the new season. She decided to not return to Real Housewives of Atlanta. She said that Bravo had them in limbo, meaning that they wasn't sure if they was bringing the show back or not. So that had them in limbo, and while they were in limbo, she started on some new projects, and it's going to take her time, that's going to use up her time, so she won't have time to do Housewives. Not to say that after this new season, that if they decide to do another season, that she may come back. So they're saying that Housewives is bringing back Portia and Kenya. So you will see familiar, faces on the new, when the new season comes. You will see familiar faces. But you want to know what's crazy? Is that when the show started so many years ago, not everybody who was married. If the show was called Real Housewives of Atlanta and everybody who was a part of it wasn't a real housewife, then you're not being authentic to the name of the show. Because we had Nene, she was married. When Tandy started, she wasn't married, but she wound up, while doing the show, that's how she met her husband now. When Portia started, she was married, but then they wound up getting a divorce. Who else? Phaedra, when she was on there, she was married. Sheree, when she was on there, she wasn't married. But it did, you did get to see who her ex was. Singer, who else? Kim, the only white girl. She wasn't married at the time until you see in one of the episodes where she meets Coy, who she's married to now. Cynthia Bailey, the supermodel Cynthia Bailey, she was on there, but she wasn't married until she married Peter. And you see her and Peter's relationship throughout the show. But before she had a man, but she wasn't married, this show is called Housewives. A lot of these franchises, most of the women ain't married. So they really not being true to the title. When you think about it, Tandy, besides Nene, before Nene left, Nene was the longest housewife on the show until they let her go. And then it wound up now, Candy was the longest, besides Nene, was the longest running house, because Candy wasn't there first season. She came in, I think she came in either second or third season. I think Candy was introduced second or third season. Because if you remember, season one was Nene, Sheree, and it was NBA player Eric. Eric Snow, NBA player Eric Snow, his wife, she was on the show. Kim. Who else? Oh, gosh. Nene, Sheree. Eric Snow, but I can't remember her name. I think Cindy, I can't remember, but, so yeah, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to enjoy my little time I have before my next show. And I'm going to draw my time, and then I'm going to do my next show. So I'm going to say peace, one love, I appreciate you always. And we're going to end out, as always, with, we started the show with this. We're going to end the show with this. As I appreciate you.
90 seconds.
So here we go. Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready.
60 seconds.
Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Ten seconds.